How we doing, guys?
For
us, another good training camp practice. We really wanted to stay in that mode. Even though there is our first exhibition game coming up this week, we really wanted to make sure right back to the fundamentals, right back to the technique work. So we had more situations again today, including some move the ball, some team run. We had some pressure emphasis, so we wanted to stay right into that mode. So I was glad to see that from the guys today. So good work from our group back and forth against one another. And for us, today was about the ball. That's the day we dedicate to it for us. So that was it for today. Be glad to open it up regarding the practice.
Coach, switching inside, what are the logistics on that? And this is supposed to be too messy out there.
Yeah, that was the decision. So we made it early in the morning, just said it's supposed to slipping around today. We said let's come inside and make sure we get the work in that we wanted to get. It was critical for us to really push it today on some situations. We wanted to make sure we're good footing, good, clear, avenues to go get it.
And Kelvin Taylor, how did his workout go?
We signed Kelvin after the workout this morning. He came in and did a good job. He looks even leaner than I remember him, from last year. And in the workout, moved good, caught the ball well, and did enough that he could get a few reps even into practice today. He had some familiarity with the system here based on the system, he had been in. So that part helped him, get caught up a little bit. So let's see where it goes tomorrow. And if we can get him into Thursday, in for the game and have some plays that we would feel comfortable with him, we'll let him do it.
Coach, have you made any decisions about playing time for the preseason game,
right,
and also who might be out?
Sure, I can give you a couple that won't make it to the game to play. Some will do some significant work Thursday before the game, but won't play. Like at receiver, Julio and Taylor won't play them, but they'll get some work as far as the pregame stuff with Matt. Just another day to go train. A couple guys we're going to rule out. Kevin Graff, offensive tackle. We're hopeful he'll be back for Sunday. That'd be the next op for him to get back and really get going. Martin Afidi was one, a DN. Both these guys are busting it in terms of their work to get rehab, but they're not quite ready, so we're going to really take care of them and make sure they're at full strength there. And then the last one is B.J. Daniels. Is struggling with a groin, and so he'll be out for the game as well. And that was part of the reason of bringing Kelvin in with B.J. He'll be down for a while.
So Tack will play?
You know what? We haven't made that one up yet. So he's about half of the team reps here, and as we take it down into the game, we'll decide down as we're getting closer. I'd like to look at where we're at today. I'm pleased with his progress, though, Vaughn. I will say that from a scheme-wise, assignment-wise, speed-wise, you can see the improvement taking place. So for most of the guys, they're into 10 practices. So for him, it's at 6. So, but I am pleased with the progress so far. Yes.
You had about a dozen practices. What are you looking for in this first exhibition game from your starters and the rest of the team?
Offensively, it's really that tempo and in and out of the huddle, always going to be about the ball, but we're looking for that crispness, that the sharp out of the huddle, at the line of scrimmage, the communication, that part's important to us. Defensively, I'd love to see our speed come to life. Here's our first chance for some tackling, and we've worked hard at it. And the leverage, those are things we'll be looking for defensively. And then pass at evaluations. There's so many evaluations to get on all the players. So I do love this time. And so many guys are going to be going for it, trying to put their best foot forward. And for a coach, and certainly with our staff, it's an exciting time. We love seeing these games.
Coach, for the early preseason games, how much of it are you looking to see, maybe scheme knowledge, assignment knowledge, getting that correct versus just having that physical ability and going out and making plays?
We want the guys to be really clear-headed in terms of going in. So the plan and the scheme in this time isn't as important as the evaluation, and a guy can feel like he can really let it rip. So the scheme part, there won't be any new concepts and game plan, so to speak. We want to stay almost in our camp mode of doing things. So how aggressively, how fast, how explosive can you play? That's where the real importance lies. Now, situations are going to come up, third downs in 2 minutes and short yardage. So that's important. But past that, man, can they really haul.
Can I follow
yeah,
up
for sure.
one more on a couple other guys?
Sure.
Jack Crawford and
yep.
Deanna Neal.
Yep.
What about those guys?
They did their rehab runs today and both look good. And so I'll take them up to the game and then I'll make a decision that day. If they did, it would be a small amount. If they don't, we'll do some pregame work regarding both those two guys.
And I know you guys put out an unofficial depth chart, but as we look at it, we see Ben Garland up there first. You want to get him the first opportunity out there?
I think so. That's I think that's fair. Coming into camp, both him and Wes are right in the middle of it. So we could have went either way with it, really. But I felt Ben was the one we named coming into training camp based on his experience of playing last year. And so that's why we, went that way. But both of them should see about the equal amount of time involved. We got to get a good evaluation on these two guys. So, that's important. But, I recognize the question. One that I wouldn't read too much into. Kearns made the depth chart. just kidding. I definitely saw it. And, that was one he didn't know. So he asked me which way to go on that. So it's definitely Ben will start it off, but we'll get great evaluations on Wes as well.
What will the coordinators be for this one? Up or down?
Good question. Sark will be up and Marquand will be down. And then we'll probably flip maybe even in the next game. So, it's a good opportunity. We got some new guys and new staff and how they fit in and that role on game day. So not just the players are excited, us as coaches are too.